The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
The Missing Magnolias podcast tells the stories of the missing and murdered.
Ultimately, these kids went into state custody and they never came out.
Together with missing persons expert, Dr. Michelle Janisse, we uncover the real true crime experience.
Every time we do another interview, I'm like, how do we find so many badass women?
We hear from victims who turn their pain into something positive.
We didn't find out till we were 11 or 12 years old that our mom was murdered.
In Times Square, it said Mickey Schunick fought for her life.
And experts who think outside the box to solve cases.
I scour missing persons databases like NamUs to see if they're uploaded to that database.
Subscribe to Missing Magnolias on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts today.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency.
And thank you once again for tuning in. On today's show, we have a sci-fi series written by Ray Bradbury. He wrote 13 one-shot specials titled The Bradbury 13. 2 back-to-back episodes. If you're a fan of sci-fi, please check out my archives for similar science fiction shows. If you'd like to reach out to me, I do have an email. I'm also on Instagram and Twitter. I have a website. I also have a merchandise store. If you want to find any of those, the links are in the descriptions below. I'm also running a Spotify poll that has to do with episode length and what you guys prefer. So please check that out as well. And please follow and rate the podcast. And with all that, enjoy the show.
This is Ray Bradbury. Join me for the next 30 minutes on a tour through time and space. Come along to the far future. Follow me into a strange past. With stories that almost could be or might have been. Real or unreal, this is Bradbury 13.
The ravine was a dynamo that never stopped running, night or day. There was a great moving hum, a bubbling and murmuring of creature. It smelled like a greenhouse of secret vapors and ancient washed shales and quicksands. And in the shade of warm trees, with her hands at either side of her like the oars of a delicate craft, lay Elizabeth Ransell. Her face moonlit, her eyes wide and like flint, her tongue sticking from her mouth. Ray Bradbury's The Ravine.
Douglas, would you like some more lemonade?
No, thanks, Miss Lavinia. But I'll take another cookie.
Oh, 7 o'clock. You'd better run along now, Douglas. Your mother will be worrying.
You going to the show with Miss Francine and Miss Helen?
Yes, I am, Mr. Nosey. Now you get on home. Shoo!
Bye! See you later.
What a scamp. Oh, Francine!
Lavinia, are you all ready?
Yes. Let me lock the door. There.
My, you look nice tonight.
Oh, I feel good, too. It's a fine night for a movie.
Isn't it, though?
Where are you going, girl?
To the Elite Theater to see Charlie Chaplin.
Won't catch me out on no night like this. Not with the lonely ones strangling women left and right. I'm locking myself up in my closet with a gun.
Oh, bosh. Go on, then.
I'm going.
That woman.
Lavinia? You don't believe all that about the lonely one, do you?
Those women like to see their tongues dance, that's all.
Just the same. Hattie McDulless was killed 2 months ago. Roberta Ferry the month before, and now Elizabeth Ramshaw's disappeared.
Hattie McDulless was a silly girl walked off with a traveling man, I bet.
But the others, all of them strangled. Their tongues sticking out of their mouths, they say.
Honestly, Francine.
Lavinia, maybe we shouldn't go to the show tonight. The lonely one might follow and kill us.
Francine!
I don't like the ravine. Just, look at it, will you?
You're just being silly.
It won't be me coming back through this old ravine so darn late tonight. It'll be you, Lavinia. You down the steps and over the bridge and maybe the lonely one there.
Hush!
It'll be you, alone on the path, listening to your shoes, not me. You, all alone, on the way back to your house, Lavinia. Don't you get lonely living in that house?
Old maids love to live alone. Let's take the shortcut.
What?
Yes, through the ravine.
Oh, I'm afraid.
It's early. The lonely one won't be out till late. Come on, I'll take your arm.
Oh, like a hothouse down here. Oh, insects.
Just mosquitoes.
Let's run.
No.
What was that?
Fireflies, Francine. Aren't they beautiful? Twinkling like little stars.
Well, I don't...
What is it?
There. Under the tree.
Where?
There.
Oh, don't scream. Don't. Oh, it's Elizabeth. Elizabeth Ramsell.
She's dead. Oh, she's dead. She's dead.
We better get the police.
Now, before we terminate our investigation, I wonder, is there anything else you saw that you could tell us?
No, we told you everything. Come on, Francine.
You might drop by the station tomorrow for a little more questioning.
We'll be there.
Oh, hold on to me, Lavinia. I'm cold. I've never been so cold in my life.
It's like December.
You want an escort, ladies?
No, we'll make it.
Will we?
Of course we will.
Oh, I've never seen a dead person before.
It's only 8:30. We'll pick up Helen and get on to the show.
Show!
It's what we need. We've got to forget this. It's not good to remember. We'll go to the show as if nothing happened.
Oh, Lavinia, you don't mean it.
I never meant anything more in my life. We need to laugh and forget.
But Elizabeth's back there. Your friend, my friend.
We can't help her now. We can only help ourselves. Come on. There's Helen. Come on now, chin up.
Okay.
There you are. I thought you'd never get here. You're only an hour late, that's all.
Well, we went...
Helen, someone found Elizabeth Ramsell in the ravine.
Oh, dead? Was she dead?
Yes.
Who found her?
We don't know.
Oh. I've got a notion to go back in the house and lock the doors.
Helen, please come to the show with us. It'll be good for us all.
Oh, poor Elizabeth. I feel a chill in here. I think I'll get a sweater.
We found her. Why didn't you tell her?
Why upset her? Tomorrow's plenty of time. Shh. Here she comes.
All set. There. Locked tight. Oh, it's all so ghastly. Let's hurry. We can still make the cereal. We're crazy being out on a night like this.
Lonely One won't kill three ladies. There's safety in numbers. And besides, it's too soon. The killings always come a month apart.
Well, I suppose.
What's that?
Gotcha!
Hey, I'm the Lonely One. That's me!
Frank, if you ever do a childish thing like that again, may someone riddle you with bullets.
What a horrible thing to do.
You monster!
Say, I didn't mean nothing.
Oh, go away. Haven't you heard about Elizabeth Ramsell found dead in the ravine?
Well, no, I...
You running around scaring women. Jumping out from trees like that. Don't ever speak to us again.
Oh, now.
Get out of the way. Go.
I was just funny.
A lot of fun you are, Mr. Lonely One. Go take a look at Elizabeth Ramsell's face and see if it's funny. Good night.
Oh, what a horrible night.
Francine, it was only a joke. You know, Frank. Why is she crying so hard?
I'll tell you when we get downtown. We're going to the show no matter what. Now, come on now. Get your money ready. We're almost there.
Can we stop at the drugstore? I'd like to get some peppermint chews.
Good idea. I'll get some, too. Come on.
Evening, ladies. What can I do for you?
I need a nickel's worth of peppermint chews for eating in the show and some for Helen, too.
All right. A nickel's worth.
Yes, please.
You sure look pretty tonight, ladies. You... Looks so nice and cool this afternoon when you was in for a chocolate soda.
Oh, why, thank you.
In fact, you look so cool that someone asked after you.
Oh?
A man sitting at the counter watched you walk out. He said to me, say, who's that? Why, that's Lavinia Nibbs, prettiest maiden lady in town, I said. She's beautiful, he said. Where does she live?
Oh, you didn't give him her address, I hope?
I guess I didn't think.
Oh,
told him over on Park Street, near the ravine, and... Well, tonight, with him finding that body and all, I thought, what have I done?
Oh, how could you?
I'm sorry. Of course, maybe it was nothing.
Of course it was nothing, Mr. Spencer. Here's the nickel.
Oh, there's no charge for those peppermints.
Well, I know what I'm going to do right now.
Helen, where are you going? Helen, where are you going?
I'm going to call a taxi to take us all home. I'll not be part of a hunting party for you, Lavinia. That man was up to no good asking about you. Do you want to be dead in the ravine next?
It was just a man.
So is Frank Dillon a man. Maybe he's the lonely one. I made the druggist give me a description. I made him tell me what he looked like. A stranger in a dark suit. Sort of pale and thin.
We're all overwrought. If I'm the next victim, I'm the next victim.
Lavinia!
There's all too little excitement in life. Especially for a maiden lady 33 years old. So don't you mind if I enjoy it?
Enjoy it?
Yes.
Oh.
Anyway, it's silly. I'm not beautiful.
Oh, but you are, Lavinia. You're the loveliest lady in town now that Elizabeth is... You keep men off at a distance. If you'd only relax, you'd have been married years ago.
Oh, stop it, will you? Now, here's the box office. I'm paying 41 cents to see Charlie Chaplin. If you two want to take a taxi, go on. I'll sit alone. I'll walk home alone.
Lavinia, you're crazy. We can't let you do that.
All right, then. Three tickets, please. Here's your ticket, Helen, and yours, Francine. You can pay me later. Now, let's get inside.
This is a good movie.
Of course it's a good movie. Charlie Chaplin's in it, isn't he?
Well, yes, but after all...
Here's three good seats on the aisle.
Let's go to one.
There's Mr. Tubbs.
Ladies and gentlemen, the police have asked us to close early tonight so everyone can be out at a decent hour. Therefore, we're cutting our short subjects and running our feature immediately. The show will be over at 11. Everyone is advised to go straight home. Don't linger in the streets. Thank you.
That means us, Lavinia.
It means everyone.
It's starting.
Good.
Lavinia?
What?
There's we came in, a man in a dark suit came across the street.
So?
He just walked down the aisle, and he's sitting in the row behind us.
Oh, Helen.
Right behind us?
Look for yourselves.
Oh, my gosh, he's there.
I'm going to get the manager.
Helen, no.
Stop the film. Turn on the lights.
Helen.
Oh, Helen, you see how silly? All that commotion for nothing.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
When you ran up that aisle shouting, lights, I thought I'd die.
Well, how was I to know he was Mr. Tubbs' brother from Racine?
You could have asked him.
Well, I apologized. We shouldn't have stopped for those sodas. The police warned us that we...
Watch the police. I'm not afraid of anything. The Lonely One is a million miles away by now. He won't be back for months. And the police will get him then. Just wait. Wasn't the film wonderful?
I've seen it before. Ooh, I'm glad I brought my sweater. I do feel a chill in the air.
So do I.
Do you suppose if we scream, they do anything?
Who?
The store dummies. People in those windows.
Oh, Francine. They're made of wax. Don't be silly.
Oh, it's getting windy. There goes my hair.
First, we'll walk you home, Francine.
No, I'll walk you home.
Don't be silly. You live way out at Electric Park. If you walked me home, you'd have to come back across the ravine alone by yourself. And if so much as a leaf fell on you, you'd drop dead.
I should stay the night at your house. You're the pretty one, remember?
Oh, bosh. Let's sing.
What do we sing?
Shine on, harvest moon. Up in the
shh, listen.
It's just the wind blowing the porch swing back and forth.
Oh.
Shine on, harvest moon. Up in the sky. I ain't had no love since January, February, June, July. Here's your house, Francine. Good night.
Lavinia? Helen, stay here tonight. Oh, it's late. Almost midnight now. You can sleep in the parlor. I'll make hot chocolate. Oh, it'll be such fun.
No, thanks. We'll be fine.
Oh,
Francine, don't cry.
I don't want you dead. Oh, you're so fine and nice. I want you to live.
Francine, I know this night has affected you. Believe me, I'll phone when I get home. I promise.
Oh, will you?
And tell you I'm safe. Yes. And tomorrow we'll have a picnic lunch at Electric Park with ham sandwiches and potato salad. I'll make it all myself. How's that?
All right.
You'll see. I'll live forever.
And you'll phone then?
I promised, didn't I?
Yes. Yeah, of course you did.
Good night, Francine.
Good night. Good night, Helen.
Good night. Now, I'll walk you home.
It's midnight.
Yes. It's tomorrow, isn't it?
Don't you feel funny?
How do you mean?
Oh, when you think of us being out here on the sidewalks, under the trees, and all those people safe behind locked doors, lying in their beds. We're practically the only people out in the open in 1,000 miles, I bet.
Hear it?
Yes. The ravine.
Here's my house. Look, the moon is sinking behind the clouds. I don't suppose it's any use asking you to stay, Lavinia.
I'll be getting home.
Sometimes
what?
Sometimes I think people want to die.
I'm just not afraid, that's all. And I'm curious, I suppose.
Curiosity killed the cat.
I'm using my head, Helen. Logically, the lonely one can't be around, not with the police all over.
The police are home with their covers up over their ears.
Let's just say I'm enjoying myself precariously but safely. If there was any real chance of anything happening to me, I'd stay here with you. You can be sure of that.
Maybe part of you just doesn't want to live anymore.
Oh, you and Francine, honestly.
I feel so guilty. I'll be drinking some hot cocoa just as you reach the ravine bottom and walk on the bridge.
Drink a cup for me. Good night.
Good night, Lavinia.
Malone. In 5 minutes, I'll be safe at home. In 5 minutes, I'll be phoning silly little Francine and... What's that? Footsteps. Whistling. I'll just walk a little faster. I can run and knock on one of those doors if I have to. It's just a few steps. A man. With a long club in his hand. I could make it to that door now. Now.
Who's here? What a time of night for you to be out, Miss Nebs.
Oh, Officer Kennedy.
Miss Nebs, I'd better see you home.
Well, thanks, but I'll make it.
But you live across the ravine.
Yes, but I'll hurry. I'll be fine.
I'll wait right here. If you need any help, give a yell. Voices carry good here. I'll come running.
Thank you. I'm sure I'll be fine.
Good night, then.
Good night. Alone again. Down the hill and then across the bridge for 70 yards. Through the ravine and then up the hill to Park Street. 113 steps and only one street lantern to see by. In 3 minutes, I'll be putting my key in my front door. Nothing can happen in just 3 minutes. 180 seconds. Here goes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Am I running? No, it just feels that way. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 steps. One fifth of the way. So black here. World has gone behind me now. World of safe people in bed, the locked doors, the town, the drugstore, the theater, the lights, everything is gone. Only the ravine now, black and huge. Nothing's happened yet. No one around, is there? 34, 35, 36. Remember that old ghost story you told your sister when you were kids? The story about the dark man coming in your house and you upstairs in bed with your feet all tucked in the sheets? And now he's at the first step coming up to your room. And now he's at the second step. And now he's at the third step and the fourth step and the fifth. And now the horrid dark man's at the 12th step. And now he's opening the door of your room. And now he's standing at the foot of your bed. I got you! What's that? At the bottom of the steps. A man under the light. No. Now he's gone. He was there, waiting. Nothing. Nothing. The bridge is empty. Fool. That's the story I told myself. What should I do? Should I call the officer? Oh, maybe he heard me scream. Nothing. I'll go the rest of the way. Stupid story. 41, 42, 43, almost halfway. Careful now, don't fall, not now. Another one. Someone's following me. Someone's on the steps behind me. I don't dare turn around. Every time I take a step, they take one. Officer Kennedy? Is that you? The crickets and frogs, they're listening. The ravine is listening to me. To me? They must be hearing my heart. Keep moving. Faster, faster. Run! Only a little way. 108, 9, 10, 11. Now run across the bridge. Run! That's right. Keep running on the planks. He's following me. He's on the bridge. Don't turn, don't look. If you see him, you won't be able to move. He'll be so frightened. Just keep running. There. Across the bridge. Please. Please let me get up this hill. Now up the path. Now up between the hills. Oh, it's so dark and everything's so far away. If I scream now, it won't help. I can't scream anyway. Here's the top of the path. Here's the street. Oh, let me be safe. If I get home safe, I'll never go out again. I was a fool, let me admit it. I was a fool. I didn't know what terror was, but if I get home safe from this, I'll never go without Helen or Francine again. Here's the street. Across the street. The porch. My porch. My house. I need just enough time to get inside and lock the door and I'll be safe. Oh, clumsy. Unlock the door. Unlock it. There. Unlock. Oh, now stay quick. Slam it. Lock it. Bar it. Lock it. Lock it. Tight. Tight. Never go out at night again. I'll stay home. I won't ever go through that ravine again, ever. Safe inside, the door locked. Wait. Look out the window. Oh, there's no one there at all. Nobody was following me. Nobody running after me. It only makes sense. If a man had been following me, it would have caught me. I'm not a fast runner. There's no one on the porch or the yard. How silly of me. I wasn't running from anything. That ravine's as safe as any place. Just the same. It's nice to be home. Home's the really good, warm place. The only place to be.
Good evening, Lavinia.
Later that night, an ambulance arrived and brought out a body on a stretcher. The body of a man. Lucky for Lavinia that the sewing scissors were handy that night. Very lucky. The Ravine was adapted from the story by Ray Bradbury. Featured in the cast were Barta Heiner, Beverly Rowland, Helen Beeman, Oscar Rowland, Dwayne Hyatt, and Bob Nelson. Original music by Roger Hoffman and Greg Hansen. Production assistant was Patrick Mead. Associate producer and director was Jeff Rader. Bradbury 13 was created, produced, and directed by Mike McDonough. Executive producer was Dean Van Eitert. This program was produced with the funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting through National Public Radio Satellite Program Development Fund. The program was produced by Brigham Young University Media Services, which is solely responsible for its content. This is Paul Freese speaking.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
This is Ray Bradbury. Join me for the next 30 minutes on a tour through time and space. Come along to the far future. Follow me into a strange past with stories that almost could be or might have been. Real or unreal, this is Bradbury 13.
He sat silently. He sat, a man 80 years old. He sat in an empty house, on an empty street, in an empty town, on the empty planet Mars. He sat as he had sat for 60 years, waiting. Outside, a Martian wind raged, shaking the telephone poles and causing the wires to sing in chorus. Inside, on the table in front of him, lay a telephone that had not rung for a long, long time. Until now. Ray Bradbury's Night Call. Collect.
The wind. That infernal wind never stops. Never leaves me a night's peace. Blowing through the wires all over town. It can't be. It's impossible. No, I'm alone in an empty house on an empty planet. No!
Barton, are you there?
Barton? What? Why, that's me.
Barton.
What?
Barton. Barton.
No, it can't be. It can't be. There. It's done. No. Not again. It's not possible. Who's there?
Barton?
Yes. This is Barton.
Well. Do you know who this is?
Oh, what do you mean, who? The first call I've had in a lifetime, and you want to play games?
Oh, sorry. How stupid of me. Of course you wouldn't recognize your own voice on the telephone. Nobody ever does. It's like the first time you heard your voice recorded on a tape recorder. You were disappointed in the nasal, affected quality you heard.
What are you talking about?
Barton. This is Barton.
What?
Well, who did you think it was? A rescue party from Earth? Did you think we'd finally missed you and came all the way back to get you?
No.
What's the date?
The date?
Yes, what year is this?
Well, it's July 20th, 2097.
2097? Good grief. 60 years. Have you really been sitting there that long waiting for a rescue ship to come from Earth?
Yes, yes.
60 years ago. Think. Now, old man, do you know who I am?
Yes. Yes, I remember. I remember. We are one. I am Emil Barton, and you are Emil Barton.
Yes, but with one difference. You're 80.
Yes.
And I'm only 20.
Yes. Yeah. 20 years old. Listen to me. Are you listening?
Of course.
If I could only warn you, if I could only show you how lonely the years are, listen to me. End it. Kill yourself. Don't wait. Don't become 80. If you knew what it is to change from what you are to the thing that is me, today, here and now, to come to this end.
Impossible, Barton. I don't even have a way to tell if you ever get this call. It's all mechanical. It's electronics and wires and resistors. You're talking to a recording. Nothing more. This is 2037. 60 years ago.
60?
Yes. Today, the atomic war started on Earth. It's a worldwide calamity. All colonials were called home from Mars by rocket. And I got left behind.
I remember.
Alone on Mars. Not another living soul. First days, then months, then years. Who cares? There's plenty of food. There's hundreds of houses to live in, cars to drive, and millions of kilowatts of self-sustaining power. And books. Whole libraries full of them. In my spare time, I've made recordings of words. 10,000 words and responses connected to phone relays. Later on, I'll make phone calls. I'll have someone to talk with.
Yes, that's right.
60 years from now, my own tapes will ring me up and talk to me. I don't really think I'll be here on Mars that long. It's just a beautifully ironic idea of mine. Something to pass the time. Is that really you, Barton? Is that really me?
Yes. It's really me.
I've made thousands of tapes, thousands of Bartons, sensitive to all questions, in 1,000 Martian towns. An army of Bartons, all over Mars. While I wait for the rockets to return.
You waited 60 years. You grew old waiting. Alone. And now you've become me. And still alone. In the empty cities.
Don't expect any sympathy from me. You're like a stranger off in another country. I can't be sad.
If only you knew what lay in store for you 50, 60 years down the road.
I can't cry at that. Because not knowing the future, I can only be optimistic. I'm human now. You're human later.
It's insane.
Yes, it is.
Stop it!
What is it, old man? Your heart.
Boy, I never knew you were so heartless. Go away. Leave me alone.
Go where? I am. As long as the tapes glide on, I'll be young and cruel. I'll go on being young and cruel long after you're dead. Goodbye, Barton.
Wait! morning. I must have slept here in this chair all night. Ah, the phone. The voice. There. I must have been dreaming. A nightmare. Yeah, that's what it was. A silly, stupid nightmare. I'm getting so old, I'm starting to imagine all sorts of things. One of these days, I'll probably think that... Hello? Who's there?
Morning, Barton. Mrs. Barton. 7 o'clock. Rise and shine.
Again?
You're to go to Marstown at noon. Install a telephonic brain. I thought I'd call you up and remind you. Remember? Cheer up. That rescue ship might come tomorrow to save us.
Yes. Tomorrow. I'll let it ring. I don't have to answer it. There's no one there. Bill! Bill! It's like talking to yourself. But different. Oh, how different. Hello.
Hello, old Barton. This is young Barton. You took your time answering the phone this time, didn't you? What's the matter? You're going deaf? Well, no matter. I've had a birthday. I'm 21 today. How about that? Now I'm legal. In the last year, I put voice brains in over 200 towns all over the planet. I populated Mars with Bartons.
Yes, I remember. 60 years ago, rushing into hills and valleys with truckloads of equipment. Another day, another telephone or two or three.
Yes, something to do, isn't it? Something clever and wonderful.
And sad. That young idiot, that sadistic fool, never thinking that someday I might reap this awful harvest.
Hey, Barton, guess what?
You know what?
Last night for my birthday, I went to a movie theater in an empty town. I played an old Laurel and Hardy movie. I laughed my sides off. It was called Saps at Sea, remember?
Yes.
Well, anyway, while I was sitting there alone, I got this great idea. I recorded my voice and multiplied it 1,000 times on tape. I put speakers all over town so it sounded like 1,000 people. I put motors on doors so they opened and slammed shut. I had radios playing. I even found some recordings of children singing and dogs barking and horns honking, all run by timers. If I don't look out the window, it's a wonderful illusion. I guess I'm getting lonely.
That's the first sign.
What?
The first time you admitted you were getting lonely.
And you know what else? I've experimented with smells. Yeah. As I walk down the street, I smell bacon and ham and eggs and toast, all from empty houses.
That's madness.
Oh, not madness. Self-protection.
I'm hanging up now. I'm tired.
Barton!
It's too much. I'm being drowned by the past. I've got to get out. Go to town for a walk. Get away from me. The town is dark now and empty. At one time, I put sounds and smells here. But it was all a lie. An electronic, mechanical lie. No! No! Another one! All right! I'm coming! Oh, can't he leave me alone? I'm an old man. I can't take this sort of harassment. I'm coming. Can't you hear me? Here, in this house. What?
Hello, Barton.
Oh, what do you want?
Barton, I'm lonely. I only live when I speak, so I must speak. You can't shut me up forever.
Oh, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
What is it?
My heart. Oh.
Pity. This is Barton, age 24. Another couple of years gone. Waiting. A little lonelier. I've read War and Peace twice. I've drunk sherry, run restaurants with myself as waiter, cook, entertainer. Well, tonight I star in a film at the theater. Emil Barton in Love's Labor Lost. I play all the parts, some with wigs.
Oh, stop calling me, or I'll kill you.
You can't kill me. You'll have to find me first.
I'll find you.
You've forgotten where you hid me. I'm everywhere. I'm in boxes, houses, cables, towers, even underground. Go ahead. Try.
I shall kill you.
What'll you call it? Telecide? Suicide?
I'll kill you.
You're jealous, aren't you? Jealous of me, here, only 24, bright-eyed, strong, young. All right, old man. It's war, if that's what you want. Between us. Between me. A whole regiment of us, all ages, form against you. The only real one. Go ahead. Declare war.
I'll kill all of you.
You'll have to find us first.
I can still drive this thing. I'll head south first, through the valley. I'll find them, and I'll destroy them all. Got a pistol, rifles, an old-fashioned dynamite. That should do it. Where are you hiding in this town? In the poles? In the towers? The boxes? The telephone pole, that's where you are. There! One pole down. Is that where you were hiding? Or maybe you're in the next one, huh? Here, I'll try some dynamite. See how you like this one, young Barton? All of them. All of the towers in this town will have to come down. All of them! That one! That one! That one! So I got your attention, did I? Hello!
Barton? Handy things, these phone booths. They're all over town. All over Mars. Some of them with underground cables. Just a warning, Barton. Don't try to rip down all the towers and poles in town. It won't do you any good. There's too many of us around. Besides, it would be cutting your own throat.
How's that?
Think about it a while. Suppose a rescue ship came down from Earth after all these years. Suppose it came down tonight, or tomorrow, next week. What if it landed on the other side of the planet and used the phones to try and call you, Barton? If you destroy them, they'll never know you're alive. Think about it.
Here's what I think about it! A rocket won't come. I'm too old. It's too late.
But what if one did come? I'd never know. I'd never know.
Well, a great idea young Barton had to go to the movie. Just the thing to relax and forget. Let's see. Ah, it works. Laurel and Hardy. Saps the scene. Bring out the buttered popcorn and the juju beans. Excuse me, lady. Could you remove your hat? Hey, down in front. Lower those guys, will you? What? Again? Now? Look, can't you leave me alone, please?
Who's this? Who's there? Who is it?
Hello.
Who is this? Where are you?
Wait a minute. Wait. This is Barton. Who's this?
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Emil Barton?
Yes, yes. Emil Barton. Who is this?
This is Captain Rockwell, Apollo 48.
Rockwell?
Yes. We just arrived from Earth.
No. No.
Are you there, Mr. Barton?
No. It can't be.
Mr. Barton, where are you?
You're lying.
Lying?
It's you, Barton, making fun of me. Lying to me.
Look, this is Captain Rockwell from Earth. We just landed in New Chicago. Where are you?
Green Villa. I'm in Green Villa.
Where is that?
Well, it's about 600 miles from you, southeast.
Look, Barton, can you come here?
What?
We've got repairs to make. We're exhausted from the trip. Can you come here?
Well, yes, yes.
We're at the field outside town. Can you be here by tomorrow?
Yes, but...
Well?
How's Earth? How's New York? Is the war over?
Well, there'll be plenty of time for gossip when you get here. We've got a 6-week trip back home. We'll be expecting you by sunup.
I'll be there. They're here. After all these years, they've come back for me. I've got to hurry. Got to get to the car. I'll have to stop and pump some gas in this thing somewhere. But I'll make it. That voice, Captain Rockwell. It couldn't be me 40 years ago. I've never made a recording like that. Or have I? Maybe I did make a false tape of a false landing with a synthetic crew and Captain... No, I'm just being a suspicious old fool. This is no time to doubt. I must run with the moons of Mars all night. Oh, what a party we'll have! It was worth driving all night. Before we leave, I'll make one last phone call. Hello, young Barton. This is old Barton. I'm leaving for Earth today. I've been rescued. What do you think of that? The sun's not quite up yet. I can't see any lights. Guess I'll honk and let them know I'm here. Hello? Anyone here? Hello?
Hello,
it's Barton.
Barton.
I'm here. Maybe there's someone in the office. You'd think there'd be somebody up if they're expecting me. Hello? Hello? There's no one here. It's deserted.
wondered if you'd get there alive.
You?
How's your heart, old man?
No.
Well, I had to eliminate you some way, so I could live.
I'm going out now and blow up every pole and wire I see. I don't care what happens to me, as long as you're all dead.
You haven't the strength. Why do you think I had you travel so fast and so far? This is your last trip. How's your heart now, old man? I can hear you breathing hard. You must be in pain. You'll never make it to the other towns. Face it, Barton. The war is over. I've won. You don't sound well. You better sit down. There. That's better, isn't it? What's that? Another phone? Oh, business is picking up. You better answer it, Barton. Hello, Barton. Barton! Barton! Barton!
No!
Barton.
No! Leave me alone! Leave me alone!
Hello, Barton? Yes, Barton? This is Barton, age 24. Oh? Well, I'm 26. We're both young. Yes. What's happened? I don't know. Listen. Congratulate me, Barton. This is my 26th birthday. Well, congratulations. I've just had my 24th. Wonderful. I'll call you later. Right. Till then. Goodbye, Barton. Goodbye, Barton.
Night Call Collect was adapted from the story by Ray Bradbury. Featured in the cast were Morgan White and Mike McDonough. Original music by Roger Hoffman and Greg Hansen. Production assistant was Patrick Mead. Associate producer was Jeff Rader. Bradbury 13 was created, produced, and directed by Mike McDonough. Executive producer was Dean Van Eitert. This program was produced with the funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting through National Public Radio Satellite Program Development Fund. The program was produced by Brigham Young University Media Services, which is solely responsible for its content. This is Paul Freese speaking.
You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cook Unity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Cook Unity offers hundreds of meals prepared by their roster of all-star chefs. Simply choose from their innovative variety or let them surprise you. Menus are updated weekly and new chefs are always joining the team, so you'll have fun discovering new favorites while avoiding the dreaded dinner rut. No cleanup or meal planning, just easy and effortless meals delivered fully cooked that heat up in as little as 5 minutes. Speaking of easy, Cook Unity is flexible and commitment-free. Skip deliveries, pause, or cancel anytime. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cook Unity, affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.